everyone. Lori Haywood Maines with Speak the Word Only podcast and broadcast. This month we are looking at the scripture Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. New Living's translation says the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. The question here is, why is there death and why is there life in the tongue? Who would want death words? Who would want death in their tongue? The reason why that is there is because back in Genesis with Adam and Eve in the garden, they were created by God and they were a perfect man. And when they fell through the temptation, they died and they were separated from God. When that happened, the separation meant a spiritual death between man and God. So therefore, anybody that came through the mother's womb into the earth, human beings, that is, are now born into sin. And so they are no longer able to speak life because now they're born into sin, into that disconnect with God, into the consequence of sin, which means he's separated, he died, and eventually his body will die. So the death nature took over mankind. Now he was, at that time, he was not able to speak life. He did not have the power to speak life. He did not have God to speak life through him. He was separated. Now, hence, when Jesus was on the cross and died for our death, died for our sin, died for sin, sickness and disease, wiped all that death away. Now, when we receive Jesus Christ, now we have the new man that comes within us, born again, and with that becomes a new tongue. Or, if you want to say it this way, the power is now imparted to us by the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit who now occupy you once you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and you repent of your sins and turn from your ways and start serving him. Now you have your new man. So we have life from Adam and Eve from the very beginning. God created them perfect. Then they fell. Then the death nature came into mankind. So now his tongue was full of death. Hence, Jesus came. Now Jesus brought life to those who receive him. The new man comes in, and now you have the opportunity, the power, and the ability, capability, through training and reading and becoming close to Father once again in fellowship. Read your word, pray, worship, be a part of the kingdom of God, and then now we train and retrain and train, and it's like lifting weight. You get stronger and stronger and you gain momentum. And so now my inner man is stronger than my outer man, if we want to call it that, the flesh. And so now I have retrained my mind, will, and emotions in my body and my spirit to speak what I want to live, speak what I want to see over my kids, over my nation, over my finances, over my health. This is the power, the opportunity of life in the tongue once again. But this is why there's the power of death, and this is why there's the power of life. God bless, and thank you for joining.